All right, everybody, welcome to Swinger Stories. I go by the name of ASAP Hardwood, and thanks for tuning in. Hopefully you had the chance to check out my first episode called Introduction. Just talked about how I got involved in the lifestyle and where am I currently at today. If you like what you're listening to or just want to catch up on the past shows, check out iTunes. Just type in Swinger Stories. You can follow me on Twitter at ASAPHardwood710 or shoot me an email at ASAPHardwood710@gmail.com. For this podcast, I'm going to go ahead and name it Male Etiquette and Tips. And since my podcast is called Swinger Stories, I want each show to kind of flow like a book. So the first one was Introduction, and this one's called Chapter 1, Male Etiquette and Tips. Just want to just go over some basic guidelines for any single males or males that's out in the lifestyle. Have a couple of things that I noted that I see that could be corrected or just done a little better by the males out there, and hopefully this will reach some people, help them out as they get involved in the lifestyle. It's no particular order, and some of the stuff I'm just going to read and just involve some stories or things that I've seen. You know, as me being married, I also operate as a single man in the lifestyle, so I see all the things that go on. And the first topic I want to talk about is being clear on all the rules. You know, every couple, every female might not have the same set of rules that you played with the last person. You want to make sure that they're full swap, soft swap, playing in the same room, no kissing. So many rules that you can go over and just make sure everybody's clear and understanding up front. Early on in the lifestyle, when me and my wife played with this couple, talking to the female, and I asked her, does she like cum in the mouth? And her response was, I don't swallow. Okay, don't swallow. It's like, cool. So she likes cum in her mouth. It had no follow-up questions. So as we're playing with the couple, the lady sucking my dick is feeling good. And I cum in her mouth. And then she makes a noise and she looks at her boyfriend. He's like, what happened? He's like, he came in my mouth. And he's like, did you tell him he could come in your mouth? And she said no. So they get up and leave the room, have a discussion, and he's like, I thought we said that she doesn't swallow. I said, yes, doesn't swallow. She didn't say she didn't catch. So in my view, swallowing and catching is two different things. I mean, let me know if I'm wrong. Hit me up on Twitter or Gmail. Share your opinion. So long story short, we just ended up leaving the house. The guy, later on, they weren't married, but they were just boyfriend and girlfriend. I seen them about a year later at a party, and he told me that they're no longer together, but it was no hard feelings. But, you know, he had to stand strong with his woman. Hey, I don't think he was wrong. Everything wasn't clear. She just said she doesn't swallow. Coming in the mouth is two different things. So there you have it. Always make sure you're clear on the rules. Another story that a lady told me up front, she's like, I don't like my ass smacked. And I was like, why you don't like your ass smacked? She said, because when we're having sex and somebody smacks my ass, I start laughing and giggling uncontrollably. And then I'll just stop. It just ruins the mood. So please don't smack my ass. So this girl, she got a nice fat ass. I'm fucking the Dougie style. I was so tempted to smack her ass. I was like, man, she said don't smack it. So that was her rule. So I didn't smack it. And one rule that my wife has for me that she set in place after it happened the first time, I spent the night at a lady's house, and I called her the next day. But her first question was, did you have sex with her this morning? And I said, yes. And so she was kind of bothered by that. But she said, moving forward, the rule is if you're spending the night at somebody's house, you have to call me and say good morning before you have sex. Because in her mind, she was like thinking, you're thinking about this girl first before you think about me in the morning time. So for now on, call me first. So that only happened one time where I didn't call her first. Every time after that, I make sure I call her. The next topic I want to talk about is dick pics. Fellas, you got us here, big dick, small dick, white dick, black dick, whatever. Unless the lady asks to see your dick, do not send her a dick pic. That will get you blocked. That will get you no access to the girls. Women hate that. Before you even say hello, you're sending dick pics. What's up with that, fellas? You gotta stop. My wife tells me all the time she gets dick pics and she just deletes them, blocks them. It's like annoying. Like, why do you think sending a dick pic is gonna make the girl respond to you? It's not. Unless she asks for it, do not send her the dick pic. Not cool. Moving on to dress code. You know, depending on where you at, you could be at a hotel party, you could be at a club, you could be a meet and greet. Just kind of, fellas, put a little effort into your wardrobe. You don't have to wear a tailor suit, but just come look presentable, respectable. I've been to parties where I see guys showing up in flip-flops and basketball shorts and white beaters. Yo, what's up with that? Like, I mean, come on, put some effort to it. These ladies take hours getting fresh, looking clean, smelling good. That's the least you can do is put on a nice pair of jeans and a shirt. I understand that you might, as soon as you get to the hotel, your clothes is coming off, but still, first impressions do mean something, especially in the lifestyle. So you do have these women checking you out, even though you might not think so. Always put your best foot forward and dress to impress. This next topic, this might be the number one when you're dealing with a couple. Make sure you're showing respect to the male half of the couple. Do not be in a club, you've seen the girl, walk right up to the girl, and don't even acknowledge the husband or the boyfriend. Not cool at all. At the end of the day, if the husband doesn't like you, you're not playing with the woman. Period. So make sure you're showing respect to him. That should be off top. Even if you reach out to somebody on a site and you know you're talking to the lady, say, hey, can I talk to your husband? Just out of respect, say, I want to introduce myself. It's been so many times where somebody reached out to my wife and said, hey, if you want to take me on a date, just introduce yourself to my husband. But for whatever reason, they're like, nah, I'm cool. I don't want to do that. So she never went out on a date with them. So it's just simple, just saying, hey, my name is this. Nice to meet you. I think your wife is attractive. Do you mind if I talk to her? But for some reason, I guess their egos feel like they don't have to do that. But trust me, fellas, it goes a long way if you show respect to the male half of the couple. Funny story, at the club in back area where the playroom is, it's a couple walking, then there's like four guys just walking in. They're talking to the girls like, hey, damn, you're so pretty. Oh, I want to fuck you. I want to do this. I want to do that. So the three guys are talking to the girl like that. And the one other guy came up to him saying, hi, my name is this. Is this your first time in the club? Your wife is beautiful, blah, blah, blah. He said, matter of fact, you come with me. You other guys go. You come. We have an open room. Let's take this a little further. See, if they just showed a little respect to the husband, you never know. They could have had a nice little gangbang session. This next one, I think my biggest pet peeve that I see, regardless at a club or hotel or wherever. Fellas, stop leaving your condoms on the dresser or throwing it on the floor. After you're about to get the nut, you nutting on a girl's titties or a face or whatever. Why do you take your condom off and throw it on the floor and just leave it there? You know that's your condom. Pick it up. I've never hosted a lifestyle party, but I would hate to clean up and just to find condoms laying on the dresser, laying on the floor, under the bed. Why do you do that? Like my man, the comedian T.K. Kirkman says, who raised you? Why do you feel the need to throw your condoms on the floor? Just pick them up, throw them in the trash can. It's not that hard. How would you feel if you found a used condom in your house, in your car? Jay-Z said, condom on your baby seat. So disrespectful. Knock it off, fellas. Just throw it in the trash. Control your liquor. Pace yourself. When you're out, there's nothing wrong with having a good time, have a couple sips. I rarely drink, but I've seen so many times where people don't know how to control their liquor. Either A, they're up in the corner looking stupid, nodding off because they drunk too much, or B, they can't get it up when they're time to perform. Like I said, I rarely drink, but when I do drink, my choice of liquor is vodka and pineapple or vodka and lemonade. So one night I was at a lifestyle club and I had one cup. After the club, I was going to go to the after party. I'm about 100 feet away from the hotel where the after party is at. Next thing I know, I see the cops, they turn their lights on. I pull over into the parking lot. Now, this is the winter time, so it's like almost 30 degrees. I got the window down, shaking. He's like, "Why are you nervous?" Like, "I'm not nervous. It's just cold outside." He's like, "Have you had anything to drink today?" I said, "I had one cup," and that was about 4 hours ago. So "I need you to step outside and walk a straight line." As I get out the car, he noticed both of my shoes untied. He's like, "Why are your shoes untied?" I said, "I'm coming back from a party." He's like, "Man, that must have been a heck of a party." I said, I didn't tell him where I was coming from, but long story short, he just gave me a warning. But I thought that was pretty funny because some of the people that was at the after party, they like, "Yeah, we thought that was you. We wasn't sure." He was like, "Wonder what happened to you." I explained to him. He pulled me over. But nothing happened there. But fellas, just make sure you can show your liquor. I've seen people just laid out on the floor, don't know what day it is because they drunk so much. Like, why would you even put yourself in a situation? If you feel you about to black out and get drunk, just stay at home. Why would you even come to a club? Don't understand it. The next important tip is hygiene. Fellas, make sure when you come into these parties, you showered, you got deodorant on, breath smelling good, everything. Like, that's important. And also, after you have sex with the lady, don't just take the condom off and put your dick in somebody else's face, another woman's face. Wash up after you play each time. That shouldn't even be up for discussion. Just like, you know, every time you play, wash up. Because I don't think these ladies want to have your dick all in their face after you just took it out somebody's pussy. Just common courtesy, wash up, make sure you smell good. I mean, I was at one party one time. The party hasn't even started. Going back to dress code, the guy, he had flip-flops on. He had basketball shorts. He must have just came from hooping because he pulled his drawers down and the lady was about to give him head. And I heard her say, "Could you please go to the bathroom and freshen up?" I was like, "Dude, really? Like, you came to a party stinking? Like, that's not cool." And the last tip I wanted to talk about, being a swinger, being in lifestyle, is not cheap. You spend X amount of dollars to go to a party, to go to a club. If you're meeting a couple for the first time at a restaurant, you spend the money on that. Spend the money on hotels. Not saying that you have to pay for everything up for the hotel. You maybe go 50-50. But stop being cheap as far as like, "Hey, let's get a motel that's $30. I think the couple deserves better than that. I had a guy wants to take my wife out. He suggested, "Let's meet at Burger King." She was like, "No." Then one guy, he said he wanted to have sex with her. His idea was having sex. "Hey, let's have sex in my car." She's like, "I could tell he didn't want to go spend money on the hotel." She said, "No." Fellas, stop being cheap. All pun intended, if you want to play, you got to pay. Not saying you have to book 4-star hotels or 5-9 restaurants, but you got to put a little effort into it. Burger King, not an option. Having sex on your car because you don't want to pay for a hotel, not an option. Sneaking her into your mama's basement, not an option. Just to be clear, I'm not taking no shots at any guys out there. There's a lot of good dudes out there, but sometimes it's people that's new or just don't know. So hopefully this helped the people that was misinformed or not informed. Well, I think I covered a lot in a short period of time. If anything I missed or if you wanted to send me some feedback on this show, hit me up on Twitter at ASAPHardwood710. Shoot me an email at asaphardwood710@gmail.com. I'm currently streaming on SoundCloud, Podomatic, and iTunes. Hopefully, be streaming on some couple other platforms later on. But until the meantime, I'm ASAP Hardwood signing off. What's your swinger story? ASAP.
ASAP.